I'm Will Bryant, media intern for The Zone at 91.3, and I am joined by Vancouver Giants head coach Jason McKee following a hard-fought 2-1 victory over these Victoria Royals. Jason, just tell me your thoughts on what you saw from your team tonight.
Well, we had a real committed effort. I thought both teams played extremely hard. They're a very good club, lots of speed. They got a good mix of everything. So, I expected it to be tight. It's been tight the whole second half against them. And, usually in the playoffs, the games are a little bit lower scoring. And I thought we handled it well. We had a lot of adversity early, killing off 7 of the first 10 minutes, being shorthanded. And we were able to get through that and then get a couple of real playoff-like goals to create offense for our team.
One thing I'd really like to talk about is the play of your goaltender tonight, Trent Miner, who just played absolutely outstanding, facing upwards of 40 shots, only allowing the one goal. Just talk about him and having to step up in this big, big situation and him only being a 16-year-old netminder.
Yeah, I said at the start, regardless of who is going to be in there, we have confidence in both guys, and in particular, Trent went in there and really seized the moment. For a young man, 16, he played extremely well. He made some really hard saves look easy at times, and then he made some, when we broke down, a couple shorthanded chances there that we can't give up, he bailed us out. So, he was the difference in the game at times. There's no question, but you need that. You need good goaltending to win at this time of year, and he was outstanding.
You mentioned you got faith in both goaltenders. If Miner continues to play this way and Technet becomes healthy, would it just become a matter of who's the hot hand?
Well, I think at this point, we'll make that decision when it comes, but I think Dave's earned an opportunity to get back in there when he is healthy. He's been outstanding as well, and I would look at it as having two guys that are very capable, but by no means would we. I think Dave will get his chance when he gets back healthy and ready.
Now, these two teams, of course, in-division rivals, and when these two teams meet in the playoffs, it becomes even more intense than it already is in the regular season. The physicality very evident in the first period and continuing throughout the game. Just talk a little bit about how that's going to factor into this entire series, because clearly we saw it factor in, especially in the special teams.
Yeah, it's playoff hockey. Everything's amplified, intensity, emotions, and we got to make sure that we have controlled emotion out there. I thought we did a pretty good job of that tonight, but as the series goes on, it's only going to amplify even more. So we've got to be in control of that. Can't be taking any unnecessary penalties, and it's just part of playoff hockey. And if you're good at it, you give yourself a better chance to win the game.
Now, game two coming tomorrow night. The Royals not going to want to go down 2-0 in the series heading to the Langley Event Center. What is your team going to have to do to make sure that you guys take a 2-0 series lead?
Well, I think as soon as we walk out this door, it's going to be preparation for tomorrow. Regardless of the outcome tonight, it's going to have no effect on tomorrow's game, whether we won or lost the game, and we're going to have to be prepared to win another game. So the same effort, the same compete level, the same little things that we were able to do tonight, we're going to have tomorrow. We know they're going to be even hungrier than they were tonight, so we'll have our hands full, but we know what's at stake here too, and I fully expect our team to be ready to play.
Awesome. Thank you, Jason, and best of luck tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
That was Vancouver Giants head coach Jason McKee following a 2-1 victory over the Victoria Royals.